Hello, welcome back to Deliciously Me. This is Hannah, your host. I'm here, just me and Olive this time, no other dogs here, but so excited. I feel like this episode, last week I went really deep into my Charleston trip. I haven't traveled this week, but this is probably the first full week I've been back in New York in a while, just because I had a lot going on in the summer, like most people travel in the summer, whatever. So I had some plans to go back home a couple times and Charleston, Philly, blah, blah, blah. So now I am here. And I did like so much eating this week. The past couple days I've been cooking and trying to stay in, but I've been to so many places. So I do feel like that's going to take up the majority of this episode, just talking about my week, because I feel like I've been all over the city this week. And this next week, I'm definitely going to take it easy and stay home a lot. And I've already been starting that process because it's a lot sometimes. I felt overwhelmed. I was like, I live alone, but I keep going out and like I need some sort of balance. And now that I'm back, I'm trying to figure that out. But first, I think it was the night of the last podcast, but no, maybe it was the night after. I went to Maison Premier, which is a really popular restaurant in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. It's really well known for having a huge oyster selection, a great wine list, and then they have all these absinthe drinks, like real absinthe from Europe. So it's hard to find that anywhere. So I went there with some friends who invited me, which was super nice of them. The only problem is they were only serving their menu for the raw bar, which is basically like shrimp cocktail and just oysters. So our reservation was at 9 p.m. So I decided it was a really good opportunity because our reservation was late and I knew we weren't going to be eating very much to go somewhere on the Upper East Side that I've been wanting to try, because there's so many places in this neighborhood and they're all so packed. Like if you walk around at 7:30 at night, which I'm about to do after this and take Olive out, like all the restaurants are so full, so packed, so many young people. It's really surprising. Is that what I thought the Upper East Side would be like? I think there's a couple different areas to the Upper East Side. Like if you go a little bit south of where I am, there's tons of hospitals, lots of doctors, lots of people working. If you go more towards the park, towards Fifth Avenue in the 70s, it's definitely a lot fancier. Park Avenue apartments, everyone owns their apartment, they're older, lots of older Jewish people, like lots of families. Where I am, technically it's called Yorkville, and there's so many young people, like single young people in their 30s, in their 20s, tons of dates at restaurants. Like you can definitely see that there's different areas within the Upper East Side because it's so big. It's just so nice being near the park and all this stuff. So it's really been fun. So I saw on Instagram someone posted that they have a happy hour special at this place called Little Frog Bistro, which there's so many bistros around here. Like I can't wait to try them because I love French food. But so many little cute places with outdoor space and everything. But this bar was at the bar. You had to sit at the bar to get the happy hour deal. So I did that because I was by myself and I was like, I'll just do that. And then I went at like 6:30, and then by the time it was 9, I was like, I can definitely eat a bunch of oysters, but that's all we had. So I got a burger and fries for $15 and a glass of wine for $6. So my meal was like $22, which was amazing for New York. And they only did the happy hour till 6:30, so I had to order it at like 6:20. But the only thing that was really annoying was it was like a really big heat wave that day last week. So it was about 93 degrees outside, even at night, and their air didn't seem to be working. And I would have rather just left, but I don't know. It was like annoying because it was so hot. I ordered red wine to go with my burger, and then I was like, oh my God, I shouldn't have ordered red wine because it's too hot in here. So it was such a good burger. It was very surprising. Tons of cheese, a little bit of bacon, caramelized onions. That's it. Super delicious fries. They gave you like a mayo to dip them in. So that was a really good experience. It was just me. The bartender was super nice. I introduced myself, told him that I just moved to the neighborhood. He was really nice. He was like, you got to come back. And then Maison Premier. Oh my God. It's such a beautiful restaurant. It's this big wraparound bar. We didn't even go outdoors where I think there's like a little garden space or something. We got absinthe coladas, which is like a delicious pina colada variation with absinthe. We got a bottle of champagne. We got more absinthe, and we got like 30 oysters between three of us. And we ordered two separate times, added different kinds of oysters. I really love East Coast oysters, and they had like a selection of maybe 12 East Coast oysters and like four West Coast oysters. So that was so fun. It just, It feels like you're somewhere else when you go to a restaurant like that with like such a beautiful wraparound bar and like the bartender's right in front of you the whole time. And it was just so cool. Like, I don't know. I love restaurants like that. Super different. It's really small. For some reason, I thought it was a bigger restaurant because everyone used to talk to me about it. Back when I worked at the Nomad, people would come in and say, oh, I went to Maison Premier last night. Oh my God. And I just didn't expect it to look the way it did. And it was so nice. And then we went to this bar called Full Circle, which is a dive bar in Williamsburg, which I've actually been to before. We just got beers because it's a dive bar. So we played skee ball and we like played against each other. You can play for free there. They have four different skee ball things or whatever it's called, I guess. I don't know. So that was really fun. I went to this beer store, City Swiggers, again. I got four random beers. I had like 5 minutes in the store. I got one called Bagel and Schmear IPA, which I think I'm going to drink tonight because it's just so fun and exciting. The name. I love Bagel and Schmear. I went to Levain Bakery. I got some cookies. I hadn't been there in a while. Just as good as I remember. Oh my God. Actually, the day after I got them, I was eating them like little pieces at a time. And the day after I got them, I wanted some and I decided to like stick them in the oven. I don't have a microwave. So I was like, I'll just stick them in the oven for a few minutes. It was like incredible. Oh my God. It was like goo, but it turned into goo, but it was the most delicious goo. It was like so fudgy and good. I went to a place I've never been to called Milano Market, which is a few blocks from me. It's like north of me, which isn't a direction I've taken that much because I've been walking either like in towards the park or south. I haven't really gone like into the 90s that much. I did find like a really cute bakery. I think it's on 90th in Lexington, and I got like a piece of cake there. I talked about it a couple episodes ago. Just one random day I went for a run and I decided after it was during the day and I just walked around a little bit and I found it. So that was cool. Like there's always a hidden gem. But Milano Market is looks like a deli on the outside, but it's all Italian food inside. And they have an incredible amount of prepared food. They have like a little cheese section. I bought pasta that was packaged just because it was like a authentic Italian brand and I actually made it last night, but it's not fresh pasta, it was like in a bag, but it was a brand that I hadn't seen and it was obviously from Italy. They have like a ton of pasta sauces, cheese, meats. Behind the counter you can get like prosciutto, all different kinds of cured meats. They make sandwiches, but then they have like an insane amount of prepared food. It's like Carlino's, the place I was going in Pennsylvania. It's like that. They had like chicken parmesan, tons of pastas, broccoli rabe, tuna salads, chicken salads with all different Italian stuff in them, sun-dried tomatoes, olives, like everything. So I just bought a few things there. The only thing that kind of sucked was I got a sandwich by looking at the menu that's written on paper, and you could just tell that everyone in there goes there all the time, especially the people that get sandwiches. If you go like anytime from 11:30 a.m. to 2 p.m., like everyone in there is getting lunch and you could just tell people have been there before. So I ordered something that I saw called like Milano Suprema or something, and it said it had like prosciutto and salami and mozzarella, and they gave me a sandwich that had eggplant, mayonnaise, and coleslaw, and I was like, this is just not, and I didn't say anything because I couldn't see them make it. It's like one of those places where the counter goes up really high and there's someone standing behind it and I could not see them. So I was a little disappointed when I came home. Those are like things that I really don't like. So what I did was I took the eggplant out because it was like this baked breaded eggplant. So I took everything out of the sandwich and the bread they used was focaccia, which I love. And I put something else inside the focaccia because I was like, I just really don't like eggplant that much, like especially not breaded and baked, not my thing. So that was a little bit of a bummer. So next time I think I just have to be like, I want prosciutto and mozzarella with this, this, and this, instead of saying like a name, because the guy was very confident, but clearly I ordered the wrong thing. Then another night, a couple nights ago, I went out with my friends. We went to Ludlow House, which is like Soho House, got some drinks. We like lounged for a bit and then we wanted food, but we didn't want like a huge meal. And they were offering this duck there that they don't always offer. It's like a Peking duck. And it's so, I'm sure it's so great. Like I love things like that and we would all share it, but we weren't that hungry. We got some snacks. It was like 5 o'clock. Then we lounged there till like 7:30. We're like, where can we go? And I haven't been to Il Buco, which is one of my favorite restaurants on the planet. I haven't been there since moving back. I did go there for lunch, like while living in Philly. I came into the city and went there for lunch and got this delicious pasta. But they have this amazing kale salad. They have lots of charcuterie. So we were like, maybe we can go there and like sit at the bar and see, you know, see if we can just get some appetizers and be there for an hour. So we got a bottle of wine between the three of us. We got charcuterie, cheese. the salad, this little sandwich thing I didn't eat much of, but we just had the best time. Like, it's fun that in the city, like, now that the bar seating's open, if there's 2-3 of you, like, you can do that. We didn't mind waiting. Like, we knew there was going to be a wait. We weren't starving. We went around the corner. We got a cocktail at this one bar. And then we came back and we just ate little snacks. And it was just the perfect night. Like, it was a perfect girls' night. I had such a great time. Then on Tuesday night, my cousins were in town. So we went out to this place called Cantina Rooftop, which is so funny because I used to live like 2 blocks from there. And I used to walk by it every time I went towards the West Side Highway to go for a run. So I've seen it like 1,000 times, but it's so much nicer than I thought. It's a little like clubby, but my cousin never comes in town. So they wanted to show her like a little bit more of a good time. I thought we were going to like a nice dinner and it was really nice, but they wanted something like really fun. So it was really fun. The food was okay. Some of it was really good and some of it was just okay. But it was like such a fun environment. There was a DJ on a Tuesday night. Like, oh my God. The tacos were good. I loved the appetizers. We got nachos. We got guacamole. We got this salad with watermelon and shishito peppers. It was just decent, but like fun. I don't know. I would probably go back with friends if I was like with a big group of people. It was funny to have a family dinner at a place like that, but it was just a fun little place. And rooftops are always cool. And we had margaritas. Like, the margaritas were great. Actually, that was the best part. I went to this new butcher near me because I haven't been to the butcher yet, called Ottomanelli's, which makes also a lot of prepared Italian food. And then they have a very small window of meats you can buy, but they obviously have a ton in the back that they can get for you. Like, I went in, I wanted to make bolognese sauce last night. So I was like, can you do a mix of ground beef and ground veal? And they were like, yeah. And they just do it, even though you can't see it, which is like what I talked about in the meat episode, where not everything's in front of you. The butcher usually has the best stuff in the back. So you always just ask. So I made this bolognese from scratch. I just browned the meat. I took it out. Then I added onion, garlic, and celery. I didn't have any carrots, but I don't really need carrots. I love the celery. I chopped it up really small. I cooked that for a little bit with olive oil. I added all my spices. And then I added peeled tomatoes that I like squeezed into crushed tomatoes from a can. And then I added some pasta water after I made the pasta. I added back the meat and I cooked it for a while. And then I added at the end just a little bit of cream, a little bit of parmesan, basil, and parsley, and it was perfect. And I ate half of it and I have the rest for tonight for dinner. And I think, like, just like a soup, I think it'll taste better tonight because it's, I hate this word for food, but it congeals a little bit more because, like, I didn't put that much cream and I didn't put flour or anything like that. So I think by the time it's sat in the fridge a little bit, it just like becomes more of a ragu kind of style sauce rather than a sauce. But last night it tasted incredible. It just could have been like a little bit thicker, but I got those noodles from the Italian store and it stuck to the noodles really well, like really good quality noodles. And I made them al dente. So, you know, I'm getting better. I'm just experimenting. I make bolognese a lot, but it's been a while since I had my own kitchen. So that was fun. There's another little cafe I stumbled by called Le Moulin Café, and it's French. And the reason I really like it is because they have all these mini sandwiches, like mini ham sandwich with butter, mini, and it's like these little tiny, tiny rolls, mini smoked salmon sandwich. And then they have all these pastries, and I got a mini saucisson sandwich with cornichons and butter. And it was just like a 4-bite sandwich. I don't even want to call it a sandwich. It was like the size of a breadstick. I hate to say it because it's fresh French bread, but it looked like a breadstick with salami inside. And it was the perfect little snack. Like, I ate it while I was walking. It was so French of me. Oh my God, I'm Francais. And then I got Van Leeuwen ice cream today because I was talking about it so much. I went to Central Park with my dog and we went for a really long walk. So on the way home, Van Leeuwen is 1 block from my apartment or 2 blocks, like really, really close. I did not get the mac and cheese kind. I got praline. I think it's, people say praline, but in the South they say praline. Praline, butter cake, and cookies and cream. And Olive had some vanilla. And that was my week. Like, wow, I can't even tell you. I went to so many places. So exciting. And so much food. But I don't feel like I ate that badly. Like, I did eat at home when I could. I bought a bagel one day. Like, I don't think I ate the worst I've ever eaten. I don't think I really overate at all. So I'm proud of myself. And I've gone for 3 runs this week. I'm going to keep it up. And the 3 things that I really love, these are some things I've mentioned before, but not in the 3 things. The first thing is homemade pasta sauce. I've talked about this. I talked about this on the pasta episode. It's so easy to make pasta sauce. Like, what I did last night took 15 minutes of active work. It just needed to cook for another 30 minutes. And if it's tomato sauce, it's even less because you don't have to like brown something and take it out. And I just think it tastes so much better. Fresh ingredients taste so much better the next day. If it's meatless, you can keep it so long, like you can jar it and keep it. And I just think it tastes better. It sticks to the pasta better. I have almost, in college, I used to buy jars of tomato sauce, but I don't do it anymore. I guess if I was making a pizza, I would, because like there's so many elements that go into it. If I was making dough or something, I probably wouldn't use my time to make the sauce. But when I make pasta, I usually make my own sauce. So I'm just enjoying. I did that yesterday. Oh, and I did that another time this week, actually. I made this chicken that was really good. I marinated it in yogurt and spices. I cooked it. It got really crispy. And then the next day, I wanted to use it for something else. I didn't just want the chicken. So I made a pasta sauce with fresh tomato, crushed tomato, fresh cherry tomatoes, mushrooms, basil, and a little cheese. And I put that on some pasta and I put the chicken in it. And it was really good because the chicken was a little spicy, but the sauce wasn't. And it was like perfectly seasoned. So that was really good. So I've done that twice this week. Wow. The second thing is pesto, homemade or not. The best pesto still I've ever gotten was at Claudio's in South Philly. It reminded me because I got pesto from Milano Market. It's a little too oily. It didn't mix that well. I would have to probably like soak something in it. The other pesto was like really, the one from Claudio's was really thick, so I could like dip bread into it. This one is like olive oil with a lot more olive oil. But actually, that's kind of cool too. You could like put that on a plate and use a baguette or a bread to just dip into it, which would probably be delicious too. Just really been enjoying pesto in the summer. If you have fresh basil, it's an easy thing to make. You could toast the pine nuts. You don't have to. Bunch of Parmesan, bunch of olive oil, bunch of basil. Like that's so easy to make. And it's so good. And you can use it as a dip. You can put you can put it in pasta. You can do a lot with it. So pesto, Olive is watching me, waiting to go outside. This isn't going to be that long of an episode. And the third thing is hummus, but not just hummus. Hummus in the container, and let me explain why. I used to always buy different kinds of hummus, like roasted garlic hummus. There's a Greek-inspired hummus with like olives in the middle and olive oil and all this stuff. There's like a spicy hummus by Sabra that has like this red pepper stuff that's spicy and you mix it in. And it has like this thing in the middle, like this little blob of whatever they say, whatever kind they say it is. I realized that I just like, if I'm not going to make it myself, I did make hummus once since moving back, but I don't do it that often anymore. I just realized I'm pretty particular about my hummus where I like garlic and I like tons of lemon. I don't really add that much olive oil, but I love lemon. I realized what I like the most is to buy classic hummus and put the things I like mixed into it. And what I've been doing to do that is I have been doing it inside the container of hummus. So I take the container and I add spices usually and some lemon juice and some parsley and I mix it up and eat it out of the container. And so that has been really fun. And then I'll eat it like two or three times and just keep it all in the container. Because what is it? It's just added lemon juice and spices. It's not anything that's going to make it go bad or anything. So I've been doing that a lot just to make life easier. I don't have to like put it all in a bowl, or you could put it all in a bowl, mix it, and then put it back in the container if you put too much stuff in it. But it's been fun. And I like think it tastes better for my own taste. So those are my three things. And this episode, I'm just going to talk a little bit about breakfast. It's not going to be super long. I have kind of a busy day today. I had a busy day, not feeling so great right now, just exhausted. So as far as breakfast foods, I'm not a breakfast person. I'm not an egg person, which is sad because like anytime I do have eggs, I enjoy them, but like I never want them and I never eat breakfast. So a breakfast episode coming from the person who doesn't eat breakfast. The most I do eat, I don't know. Like I like going out for breakfast, but I don't usually get it together that early. And if I do, or if like I'm on vacation or I'm with someone going out to breakfast, like I'll definitely go and I'll always get something. But if I go out to brunch, I always get lunch. Like always, always get something savory. Once or twice a year, I crave like pancakes, waffles, like those kinds of breakfast foods. I love bacon so much. I would eat bacon on anything. Yeah. So like when it comes to eggs, I like eggs sunny side up. I used to always order omelets, like when I went to the diner, like Jaime's at home or like even diners here. I ordered an omelet if I was trying to be healthy. There's like Greek omelets with tomato, onion, and cheese, like a Western omelet. I don't love that, but you know, you know what an omelet is. I don't really like that anymore. I don't feel the need to order eggs out unless I'm like with other people, because I just feel like I can usually make something like that. That's like the only thing where I'm like, I can make that at home. Even like avocado toast, I make that at home, but I do like to get that out sometimes. Some places just have a really good avocado toast. I love breakfast sandwiches and bagels. We have talked about that. Bagel sandwiches. I don't like breakfast burritos. Never been my thing. But I do like a bacon, egg, and cheese bagel, or even on a roll. Bacon, egg, and cheese on a roll. Delicious. But like, I will eat that for lunch. I won't wake up and eat that for breakfast. Lunch will be my first meal. So when it comes to like bacon or sausage, I always go bacon. Pancakes, waffles, French toast. We used to have French toast a lot because we'd buy challah on Friday nights, and then like Saturday and Sunday we'd have all this challah because we wouldn't eat the whole loaf. So we would make French toast with it, which is the best kind of French toast. Brioche French toast or challah French toast. Oh my God, so good. And waffles. I love waffles, getting them out. I love pancakes, but I really like do it once a year. I love biscuits too, but like those are the things too. I think of it as lunch. I'd get like fried chicken on a biscuit and toast. Like, I just think of that like as a lunch thing. Like, I don't know. That's just me though. So the only thing I really do often is like I'll get a pastry with my coffee, which isn't a meal, but it's something. I'll get like a croissant. I'll get, I don't know, like a cannelé, something really small. Sometimes I get like a breka, which is like a savory pastry from Israel, which is kind of like a phyllo dough stuffed with cheese or mushrooms or something. So I get stuff like that sometimes when I'm like at the coffee shop if I'm really hungry, and then I'll eat lunch at like 2 o'clock. I'll do that at like 10, 10:30, but then I'll get lunch later. So I do love pastries, and I guess that's like the most I do. And then if I do make myself breakfast, it's just lunch for me. Like, I won't eat again until dinner unless I have like a little snack. Like today I got ice cream for lunch, which is a little weird. And then I came home and I just had like some salami and cheese and some hummus and pita chips, and that was it. Because I ate like a big thing of ice cream, and then I was busy all day until 4:30. So I didn't get to eat the snack till 4:30. Now it's almost 7, you know, like my days are all over the place. But yeah, whenever I like do get in a breakfasty mood, I will make eggs. I'll make soft poached eggs or sunny side up eggs and some bacon on the side. And usually I eat like half an avocado with it, and I make like a little plate of breakfasty stuff, which is great. And sometimes some toast too. And that only happens like once every few months, but it is good every time I do it. So that's my thoughts on breakfast. I'm not done. I love cinnamon buns. That's something I absolutely love. The farmer's market in Ardmore in Pennsylvania, where I was, they have these Amish cinnamon buns that are like packaged in 6, and they have this big blob of cream cheese icing on top. And then some of them have raisins on top, which is what we used to get. But I got the ones with cream cheese because I was getting them for all my friends. And I thought, I got one of each actually. So we had 12 for 6 people, but we were somewhere for 3 days. So it was definitely worth getting. And the cream cheese icing, oh my God, I think about those cinnamon buns all the time. But I can go back and get them next time I'm home. And then there's donuts. I don't think of donuts for breakfast, even though Dunkin' Donuts has like made a living off of saying donuts are breakfast. I love Federal Donuts. I've tried a lot of like those artisanal donut spots. I just would normally just eat that for dessert, not for breakfast. And then some special dishes that are common. Huevos rancheros is something I really like. And a good hash is something I really like. My dad always gets hash. If I was out for breakfast, I would get something like that because I think it's more interesting. It has a lot of ingredients I like, and I would rather get that than a plain omelet because I think it's more fun. Eggs Benedict is also really good. I don't get it that often. Probably get it like once a year. It's kind of rich with the hollandaise sauce, but I do love it. And I love the eggs, how they're runny and soft boiled. It's so great, or poached, whatever they are. But with an English muffin, oof, they're so good. I just don't eat them that much. And then I love a croque madame. That's a really good one. Ham and cheese with an egg, and a croque monsieur even without the egg. So those are like some specialty items that I would probably get. And that's really all I have to say. I don't put ketchup on my eggs. I put hot sauce, but definitely not ketchup. And a lot of people do. I just don't like ketchup that much. But yeah, I'm just not the biggest breakfast person, but I thought I'd dabble into the world of breakfast because I know a lot of people are obsessed with breakfast. And you know what? This always inspires me to eat the things I talk about, though. So tomorrow, I did buy some turkey bacon just to have some meat in the fridge that wouldn't go bad because I haven't opened it yet. And I just wanted to like have something just in case I was in the mood. And recently, I actually haven't been eating that much meat. So I've had some more like meat cravings because I just haven't been eating it as much. So I just wanted to have something, and that was a good option to buy that wouldn't go bad. So I might make that tomorrow with some eggs. Who knows? Maybe just the bacon and some avocado and maybe like a salad, which then, you know, like that's not even, now that's not really considered breakfast, but I can do whatever I want because it's my kitchen and I want bacon no matter what. A little bit of a short episode today. I need to go lie down, take Olive out. We had like a 2-hour walk in Central Park. Then I had this meet and greet, met new puppies, and it went really long. And they lived like a 25-minute walk away. So I walked there and back. And now I'm just like, oh my God, I gotta eat my leftovers and just chill. But thank you so much for supporting me, being a fan of this, just listening to Food Talk all the time. Please tell your friends, stay hungry, follow me at Deliciously Me Podcast on Instagram, like my photos, like the podcast, subscribe, rate, review, blah, 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 blah. I could talk all day. But I love you guys. Thanks so much. Bye.